It is time for sports. That means we'll bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
One and done.
Who's that?
UConn men.
I told you, if you thought UConn was going to win, you have been conned.
Hey, one could always hope that your home state basketball team is going to win.
Yeah, you can hope for a lot of things that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. All right. So now let's check what we. How did you do over the weekend with the horses?
Well, the 12th race got chopped up when Factor This got scratched out, so that there went the speed, and the big favorite Colonel Liam won the 12th race. The 13th race, we had the winner, but we didn't catch an exacta in there. So that was. Let me get to it. Well, actually, we did have the exacta. Travel Column won. And Claire ran second, but the exact only paid almost $16, so there's no big thing there. But the Louisiana Derby, we had colds, so Hot Rod Charlie, the horse I said would win one, paid $7.80, and Midnight Bourbon, one of my picks for second, did run second, and that gave us a $56 exacta. So once again, we hit the biggest race of the day.
All right.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah.
I can cash that bet now. Remember when I said Life Is Good will not win the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah.
He will not win the Kentucky Derby. He's not running in the Kentucky Derby.
There you go.
He's got a fake injury again. So Bobby Baffert ducks again. But, you know, people are going to say, oh, Baffert won with this horse or that horse. Good. Let him win. Let him win. Because Shug McGahee will overcome all evil.
All right. Boy, the Giants had a busy weekend.
Why, is Willie Mays playing again?
No, I'm talking about football. They signed...
Marshall, it's March. Who cares?
Because I had somebody call me and say that something wasn't going to happen, and it happened. They said because they signed... What was it? Leonard... The guy they got from the Jets.
Leonard Nimoy.
No, the guy they got from the Jets who played pretty good for them yesterday. They said they weren't going to... Because they signed him, they weren't going to sign their offensive tackle, who had a fantastic year. Well, they did. And then they even signed a receiver... and another running back. So, I mean...
Let me ask you one more vital question.
Yeah.
Did they get a new quarterback yet?
They don't need a new quarterback yet.
That's like having a Cadillac car with a plug-in electric motor in it.
Well, Phil
Sims... Don't work.
Phil Sims took them to two Super Bowls, so...
Well, there's one missing ingredient when Phil Sims took them to two Super Bowls that they don't have right now.
What's that?
Lawrence Taylor.
All right. Well,
they don't have a defense that can come close to those.
Well, teams. Eli Manning took him to two Super Bowls.
Miracles do happen.
Okay. You know, I will agree with that because they beat the Patriots twice. I will agree that that was a miracle.
Well, you can agree with the catch that they made against the Packers with the ball on his helmet. That was one. The guy's foot was in bounds by a micro millimeter.
The helmet catch was against the Patriots.
Packers.
No, what, Patriots.
With the helmet?
Patriots.
That was in the Super Bowl?
That was in the Super Bowl.
Well, even more lucky.
That's right. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you about that. The Giants won two Super Bowls, wide left and the helmet catch. Just remember that, wide left and the helmet catch. All right. In hockey.
Hey, you know who wasn't lucky?
Who?
Rutgers.
What happened to Rutgers?
What happened to I thought you were watching basketball.
No.
They had a 9-point lead late in the game.
Yeah.
Got outscored 14-3 to lose going away by 3.
There you go.
And the announcers were buttering it up. Oh, it's the first time since Moses that they're in the Sweet 16, and it's this and it's that and the Big Ten. Oops, open mouth, insert foot. They got beat.
All right. And?
I'm rooting for a team to win the championship.
Which one?
Oral Roberts. Well, not because their first name is Oral, but because they beat Ohio State, one evil empire, and went just to put a little cherry on top. They came back after being down and beat Florida last night. So they beat a number one seed, and they beat what was left. And Illinois, another number one seed, has bit the dust.
Well,
so
just remember what you said months
ago. Turning out pretty good.
Just remember what you said months ago about the NCAA tournament.
It don't matter.
No. Remember what you said. You were absolutely right.
Anybody can win.
That's exactly right. And you were hoping for a lot of number ones to get knocked off, and guess what? So far,
two of them are gone.
Yeah. So
two of them are gone already. Gonzaga will be close to follow.
Yeah, but you mentioned that in the middle of the season.
You got teams with fake records. People, I was at the track here and there this weekend. You know, I happen to go there once in a while.
Yeah.
And people gamble at the track. You should have seen how many people getting giddy over themselves when Colgate was winning on Friday against, I think it was Arkansas. Colgate, realize this about these fake records teams had. You know how many teams Colgate played this year in their 15-game schedule? Do you know how many teams they actually played?
How many?
Five. They played five teams three times. So is that a fake schedule or what? So people are looking at their records and say, oh, this team's good. Oh, no, they're not. Look at who they played against. Look at who they played against. Colgate was a fake team. Connecticut, no disrespect, another fake team. You got to look at who they play. Georgetown, another fake team. They got whopped in the first game. So there's a lot of upsets because people remember names, but they don't look at records. They don't look at results. They just remember names, you know? You can keep betting the New York Rangers, but it ain't 1994.
No, you're absolutely right.
So I'm glad to see all these other teams in because it's a fake tournament. One team couldn't play. I think it was Virginia Commonwealth because somebody tested positive or something. I don't know what it was, but they actually forfeited a game in the NCAA tournament. That's how fake this tournament is.
All right. And we got that. Let's see. What happened in the National Hockey League? Yes, the Devils beat the Penguins.
Yeah, the Devils beat the Penguins. I think the Rangers lost again, as usual.
No, they play tonight. I think the Rangers lost the night before that, but they didn't play yesterday. But
it was two New York teams played yesterday.
No, I just got down here. The Devils. The Devils played. That's
sure?
it.
Sure.
Positive. I'm looking at all the scores right here in front of me. Yeah. Yep. Yesterday's scores.
Well, when did the Rangers play?
Tonight.
Today?
Tonight. They take on the Sabres.
They lose. Well, Buffalo stinks.
Yeah.
They might be able to beat Buffalo. I think they're the worst team in the league.
And let's see. When do the Islanders? The Islanders don't get back into action until Thursday.
That's a long rest. With the way they play these games now.
Yeah, they take
so they on, played last night, and they don't play again until Thursday?
Yeah, they're taking on the Bruins on Thursday. That's what I see on the schedule here.
Oh, and there's basketball tonight again, too.
Oh, there's basketball every night, isn't there?
Well, no. I mean, remember how it used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then you move on to the next weekend and so on and so forth?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this weekend it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. This coming weekend, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the championship will be the following Saturday and Monday. That's the only thing that'll be normal. But imagine, like, you're going to have games being played next Monday and Tuesday to get to the Final Four. Monday and Tuesday. And there's games today being played at noon. So unless you don't have a job and you're dependent on assistance to live, you can't watch these games.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right.
I'm watching the highlights of Rutgers lose again. It gives me great joy.
Okay. Well, if anything else happens this week, we'll speak to you before Friday, but we'll check with you on Friday.
Yeah, Friday we got Florida Derby on Saturday, so we'll see what that looks like.
All right. Have a good week, Mike.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.